Hi, I'm Yuka from Hoffman Lab. Histone H3-lysine 4 methylation is one of the chromatin modification mechanisms regulating gene transcription. Particularly, a trimethylation of H3K4 is highly enriched at the transcriptional start sites, and thus it is frequently referred as a marker of active transcription. Recently, H3K4 methylation has emerged as a key epigenetic marker involved in the process of hippocampal memory formation and its potential contribution to the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. However, none of the previous studies directly tested if methylation of H3K4 is required for profile formation of hippocampal-dependent memory, which has to be investigated. Hence, we hypothesize that H3K4 methylation is required for transcriptional activation of memory genes in the hippocampus, and its deregulation is involved in the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. We first generated transgenic mouse model with hippocampus-specific knockdown of DPY30, which is one of the core subunit proteins of methyltransferases. This will allow us to disrupt catalytic activities of methyltransferases while methyltransferase itself is still present, and thus we can directly investigate role of H3K4 methylation in the memory-associated genes. In addition, we obtained postmortem hippocampus of Alzheimer's disease in healthy control from the Douglas Bell Brain Bank to look at the level of H3K4 methylation in the Alzheimer's disease. First, start off by characterization of mouse model. From figure 1 and 2, loss of DPY30 was observed specifically in the CA1 region of hippocampus by 2 months of age. 1 month after deletion of DPY30, significant loss of H3K4ME3 is observed in the CA1 region of hippocampus in the knockout mice. In figure 3, based on open field study, knockout mice appear to have anxiety-like behavior. Knockout mice avoid to get in and spend less time in the center arena, which you can see from trajectory map below. But there is no significant difference in distance travel and average velocity of walking between two groups, indicating the proper locomotory coordination in both groups. In figure 4, we also did Morris water maze test to look at the spatial navigation and behavioral flexibility. Basically, we measure duration of time required for mice to find hidden platform. According to the first 7 days of measurement, the knockout mice do not exhibit much problem in memory acquisition. Both knockout and wild-type mice spend most of the time in the area that the goal platform is located. However, when we change the location of goal platform, interestingly, knockout mice are significantly inflexible to learn new location. Unlike acquisition training, knockout mice appear to swim randomly, spending equal amount of time in all 4 zones. Lastly, according to our preliminary immunoblotting data, reduced level of H3K4ME3 is observed from the hippocampal homogenate of Alzheimer's disease donors. In conclusion, loss of H3K4 methylation in the hippocampus resulting in presence of anxiety-like behavior and behavioral flexibility without locomotory deficit in mice. Our preliminary clinical results suggest that level of H3K4ME3 is significantly lower in the hippocampus of Alzheimer's disease. However, further work is necessary to investigate its link to the pathogenesis of Alzheimer's disease. Thanks!